This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dan Pompey! Dan Pompey with Mully and Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Pompey joins us live from Super Bowl 54. He joins us on the Al Pomonte Ford Hotline. Al Pomonte Ford in Melrose Park. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Dan.
Good morning, fellas. You know, I was driving over a long bridge here the other night and just thanking my lucky stars that I had a full tank of gas, and it's good to be in Miami again for another Super Bowl.
Oh, that is a very famous story. Dan and I were down in Miami, and I had a rental car, and we went to some NFL party somewhere on the beach, and then we're driving back to the hotel, and mercifully, I took a wrong turn, and I missed the giant bridge, and so we're in this like neighborhood, and the car conks out because it was out of gas. I had borrowed someone's rental. Oh my God, did you get angry? You were so mad. But it was a very nice area where we were.
Dan,
as opposed
mad.
To
no
you never see Dan
area,
get
yeah.
mad. But he was like, "You stupid." I broke down laughing because he had yelled at me. It was so funny. Well, we made it though, Dan. We made it. I was actually thinking about that as I watched all the coverage from Miami. I was like, God, I've had some great times down there over the years. So tell us, who wins the game? I mean, do you have any understanding of this? I'm really struggling to make my pick.
Yeah, I think I understand why you're struggling, because I think you could make a strong case for either team. And I've heard strong cases be made for either team. And, you know, I think it comes down to, do you believe Chiefs can contain the 49ers running game the way they did with the Titans, which, you know, I think was in part a function to them taking control of the game and then the Titans getting away from the run a little bit. But you know, the 49ers are a little bit of a different team because they have that wonderful defense. But I don't think that defense is enough to stop Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense. You know, I've been out at Chiefs practice all week as their pool reporter, and we all know the Chiefs are a fast team. You know, we say that all the time, maybe the fastest team in the NFL, one of the fastest teams ever. But I'll tell you what, when you are on that field with them, eye level, just a few feet away from these players when they're running routes and they're taking off with the ball, it is an amazing thing to witness, the speed that this team has. And, you know, when you talk about Tyreek Hill going out for the Olympics or, you know, racing some of the fastest men in the world, you know, I'd love to see it because I think these guys can really, really run like very few people in the entire world. And the other thing is that they've got the quarterback who gets the ball,
puts the ball right where they want it. Yep.
Yeah.
Dan, does Andy Reid need to win Sunday before he can legitimately think that he has a chance to get into the Hall of Fame?
Not necessarily. I think it certainly would help his cause. But, you know, there are coaches in the Hall of Fame who have not won a Super Bowl. And I think, you know, when you measure someone, you look at their entire body of work. And his entire body of work is incredible. I believe he's sixth all-time in victories, and he's still going. And when you look at the imprint that he's made on the National Football League over the years, all the assistant coaches who've come out and become head coaches underneath him, and, you know, all the different ways that he's, even as an assistant, you know, that's when I first got to know him, was when he was in Green Bay. He was actually a tight ends coach when I got to know him. And then he became the coach for Brett Favre, the quarterback's coach, and helped get so much out of Brett Favre and some of Favre's greatest years. And, you know, then he was a surprise head coach in Philadelphia and won so many games there. And, you know, now he's really in a great position, I think, in Kansas City with a special young quarterback and an opportunity to do some things maybe that he's never done before. So, you know, I think he's got an incredible resume and very well could be on the way to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Dan, when you covered Tampa, I believe it was, down at the Super Bowl one year when you were the pool reporter, you saw John Gruden kind of operate the offense under center for the scout team. And I was reading a story that apparently Kyle Shanahan does the same thing, that he's the guy that's playing Patrick Mahomes this week, and he is the guy that kind of impersonates whatever quarterback there might be. And I read a thing that said one of the guys saying that he actually threw a no-look pass at one point and completed it. And everybody had a big laugh. I don't know how you duplicate Mahomes. I don't know how you prepare for that for a defense. But, you know, the worry that I have if I'm going to pick the Niners is the back end of their defense, because they have size over speed, and it's difficult to imagine them being able to keep up with, as you say, guys with track speed.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a mismatch, I think, and they have to hope that they can stop the Chiefs' passing game, I think, by getting to Mahomes up front. You know, they have to win the battle on the offensive line and make him do things he doesn't want to do. But the thing about Mahomes is he may be at his best when he's under duress and he's able to create and he's able to get outside the pocket. I know Andy Reid was talking the other day about how he stresses to all of his receivers that, you know, there's no such thing as a clearing route, or, you know, the play is never over when you're a wide receiver with the Chiefs, because as long as Mahomes is back there, there's a chance for a miracle, really. And he's I think, probably his most dangerous in those situations. So, you know, that's what the Chiefs are betting on, and the 49ers obviously are betting on getting him on the ground and ending the play before his wide receivers can get past those DBs. And they also, I think, want to try to obviously limit his opportunities by controlling the clock and running the ball as they've done so well.
What do you expect from Jimmy Garoppolo, and how would you describe the way he's handled this week?
You know, David, I think this game reminds me a little bit of the game, the Super Bowl 1983 season, when you had the Dolphins and the 49ers, and you had young Dan Marino versus young Joe Montana. Because nobody at the time, you know, we weren't quite sure. You know, these were two, we knew they were two really good young quarterbacks, but we weren't quite sure. We didn't know about them what we knew about them in 5-6 years, right? And I think this is kind of the same thing, because we still really don't know a lot about Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't think. And we're still learning about Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is still learning about himself. I know that's one of the things Andy Reid said, is he thinks that there still is a lot more room for growth. And this certainly is a potential defining game in both of their careers. So we're going to learn more about them in this game. And I think, you know, Garoppolo, he's going to have to step up for the 49ers to win this game, without a doubt, because I can't see it being a romp, but it's got to be a game that if they win, they're going to win at the end. So, you know, it's going to have to be a game that ultimately is in his hands. I don't think that they're going to beat the Chiefs the way they did the Packers, for instance, with Raheem Mostert just running wild and putting the game away before you even get to the fourth quarter.
So what you're taking the Chiefs. What do you think the score will be? How do you see it playing out?
I see it as kind of a lower scoring game, I think, than a lot of people anticipate, Mully. I've got them winning 20-19, and I think, you know, I usually, in these kinds of games, I usually lean towards the quarterback. Big game, that's when quarterbacks step up and really, you know, do what they do best. And I think I'm going to bet on Patrick Mahomes, because he's such a special talent, and I think he's got just such special intangibles, and this is the kind of game that I think we could be talking about for many, many years.
How was the Ditka party?
Oh, it was great. It was great. We missed you guys there. You know, it was held downtown, and a lot of players, former players, former Bears, Mike and Diana were there. It was good to see them, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. I still smell cigar smoke, but it was a lot of fun.
Dan, you're the best. I'll be thinking of you Sunday morning in the pre-game ritual.
The pre-game ritual when you have me go up and do the readings at Mass?
That was still one of my greatest moments. See you, buddy.
Have a good one, Dan.
Okay, thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.